今天这个信息的题目是让福音常存在你的心里。
The topic of today's message is let the gospel remain in you.
如果你有圣经的话，打开约翰一书第二章第24节到27节。
Please open your Bible to 1 John chapter 2, verses 24 to 27.
约翰一书第二章24节，论到你们互要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，是由主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
First John, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it doesYou also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us, even eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him.
使徒约翰把这个福音传讲出去的时候
，When the disciple John spread the gospel，
直到很多人成为基督徒
，A lot of people became Christians。
但是这些基督徒却面对一个问题
，But these Christians faced a problem。
将会出来一些假先知来诱惑他们
，There were false prophets who came out of the church to tempt them。
引诱他们离开这个真道。其实这种事情不单发生在使徒的时代。
Actually, these kind of things not only happened during John's time.
在我们现今的时代都很普遍。
It is very commonly seen in today's society.
如果在真理站立的不稳的话。
If we do not stand firm in the truth.
在神的话语认识不深的话
，And if we don't understand or if we don't know God's word，
就很容易的掉进这个假先知的陷阱里面。
And it will be easily you'll be fallen prey to the trap set by the false prophets。
魔鬼用各种各样的方法来引诱基督徒远离真道。
Satan used different kinds of methods to lure Christians away from the truth。
所以圣经警告我们要在真理上。要有根基。
So the Bible warned us to grow deep roots in God's word.
不但要有根基，也要把这个真理长存在我们的心里面。
Not only are we to have a firm foundation, but that we should also have God's word stay in our hearts.
就好像刚才我们看那段经文24节这么说。
Just like in verse 24 it says.
论到你们互要将那从起初所听见的常存在心里，若将从起初所听见的常存在心里，你们就必住在子里面，也必住在父里面。
See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father.
这节经文告诉我们要把起初所有的常存在我们的心里面。
This verse tells us that we must have what we have heard from the beginning remains in us.
什么是起初所听见的
？And what is heard from the beginning？
我们这节经文跟这个约翰福音第一章第一节到第四节有密切的关系。
This verse has a close relationship to John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was with God in the beginning.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that life was the light of man.
我记得几节经文对于我们的信仰是非常的重要。
These few verses are very important to our belief.
明白这几节经文可以成为我们信仰的根基。
And if we understand these few verses, they can become the foundation of our truth.
我曾经说过，在约翰福音所讲的这个道。
I have said before, the word that was mentioned in John.
这个道就是指基督。
This word refers to Christ.
那么这几节经文不只是提到基督，也提到这三位一体的神。
The few verses not only talk about Christ, but also talk about the Triune God.
也就是圣父、圣子跟圣父。
And it is the Father, Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit.
所以这个约翰一书二章二十四节提醒我们。
So in 1 John chapter 2 verse 24, it reminds us.
不要将那起初所听见的藏存在我们的心里面。
That we have, that to see that we have heard from the beginning remains in us.
不只是存在我们心里面，要把它常常的存在我们心里面。
Not only does it remain in us, but that we meditate on it all the time.
换句话说，我们必须要明白我们所信的耶稣基督是谁。
In another word, we need to know who this Jesus Christ whom we believe in is.
耶稣基督就是那位自有永有的神。
Jesus Christ is the God who was there from the beginning.
万物都是借着他造的。
Everything is created by him.
这位神是三位一体的神，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
This God is a triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
如果我们把这个真理存在我们的心里面的话，
If we hide this truth in our heart,
圣经告诉我们，我们必住在子里面，也住在父里面。
The Bible says then we will remain in the Son and in the Father.
把这个真理存在我们的心里面是非常重要的事情。
It is of utter importance for us to hide this truth in our heart.
因为我们的行为是出于我们的内心。
Because our action comes from within our heart.
住在基督里面是怎么一回事？
So what does it mean to remain in Christ?
今天这个就是我们要来了解的。
This is what we need to come to understand today.
诗篇第一篇第二章第一章第二节到第三节。
Psalms chapter 1 verses 2 to 3.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the law, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时间结果子。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season.
叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And whose leaf does not wither, whatever he does prospers.
那么今天的经文也告诉我们，当我们住在子里面、父里面的时候。
And the Bible verse from today tells us that when we remain in the Son and in the Father,
我们也得到这个永生的生命。
We will also receive eternal life.
你看二十五节的时候，这里讲到主所应许我们的就是永生。
In verse 25 it tells us, and this is what he promised us, even eternal life.
约翰福音三章三十六节也同样的告诉我们。
In John chapter 3 verse 36 it tells us,
信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不着永生，神的震怒藏在他身上。
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him.
永生是神应许给那些相信耶稣的人。
Eternal life is given to those who believe in Jesus Christ.
永生也是神应许给那些住在死里面、住在父里面的人。
Eternal life is also promised to those who remain in the Son and the Father.
那么当我们悔改相信耶稣之后，
And whatever we repent and accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior,
我们就得到这个永生的生命。
We receive eternal life.
永生就是在一个人相信耶稣的时候就开始。
Eternal life begins when a person, the moment when a person accepts Christ.
然后到底你和我对这个永生的了解有多深？
So how much do you understand about this eternal life?
什么是永生的生命？
So what is eternal life?
当然，永生的生命不受时间和空间的限制。
Of course, eternal life is not limited to time and space.
我们的一生是受时间的控制。
Our life today is limited by time.
诗篇九十篇第十节这么说。
Psalms 19 verse 10 says.
我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮，可到80岁。
The length of our day, of the length of our day is 70 years, or 80 if we have the strength.
但其中所经花的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便飞不如飞而去。
Yet the span is but trouble and sorrow, for they quickly pass and we fly away.
雅各书第四章第十四节同样的告诉我们。
Similarly, in James chapter 4:14 it tells us.
其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
Why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow.
你们的生命是什么呢？
What is your life?
你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes.
这两节经文形容我们的生命是短暂的。
These two verses tell us that life is very short for us.
并且受到这个时间的限制。
It is limited in time.
我们这一生有一天将会结束。
One day our life will come to an end.
这诗篇九十篇说，我们的一生年日是七十岁，如果强壮的话，会到八十岁。
In Psalm 90, it says the length of our day is 70 years.Or 80 if we have strength.
人的生命平均，圣经告诉我们是70岁。
So according to the Bible, our average lifespan is about 70 years.
如果强壮的话，可以活到80岁。
And if you're healthy, you may live to 80.
如果你越强壮的话，可以活到90岁。
And if you're even healthier, you can go to 90.
就好像我们当中的Carol Wong 姐妹。
It's just like our sister Carol Wong.
她今年93岁。
She is 93 years old this year.
其实我们教会有位老太太，邓老太太，她今年98岁。
Actually, we have another elder sister in our church, and she is 98 years old.
但是你发觉到这些90多岁的人不多。
But you notice that there are not many 90 plus years around.
超过100岁的人更少。
And there are even less people who are over 100 years old.
在两个月前我看到一个新闻谈到一位很老的人。
About 2 months ago, I saw in the news about talking about a very, very elderly person.
这个老人住在加州。
This elderly lives in California.
那么他去世的时候115岁。
And when he passed away, he was 115.
但是无论如何，人的生命多长，有一天都会结束。
But it does not matter how long a person lives, one day his life will come to an end.
所以人面对的一个问题就是死亡。
So death is something that a man must face.
一般的人都希望自己有健康的身体。
Ordinarily, we all want to have health.
活得长寿一点。
And that we can live long.
每一个人都希望。
Everybody wants to live long.
但是人没有一个选择。
But men have no choice.
时间一到的时候，必须要离开这个世界。
When his time comes, he must leave the earth.
那圣经讲，信耶稣的人可以得到这个永生的生命。
The Bible says those who believe in Christ have eternal life.
到底圣经讲的永生生命是怎么一回事？
So what is?This about eternal life.
当马大的兄弟拉撒路生病去世之后，
When Lazarus, the brother of Martha, died.
而马大知道他的这个拉撒路将会有一天复活过来。
And Martha knew that one day Lazarus will resurrect.
也就是在末日的时候，他会复活过来。
And that she knows that in the end time, he will resurrect.
那当时耶稣基督对马大说。
And at that time, Jesus told him.
耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我。
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life.
信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
He who believes in me will live, even though he dies.
一个悔改相信耶稣的人必然会得到这个永生的生命。
One who repents and believes in Jesus Christ will receive eternal life.
虽然这个身体会离开这个世界。
Even though physically, the physical being will leave the world.
虽然这个身体会死去。
Even though his physical life will die.
但是在耶稣基督再来的时候。
But when Jesus returns.
他必会从死里复活过来。
He will resurrect from the dead.
这个复活不是指灵魂的复活。
This resurrection is not talking about a spiritual resurrection.
而是讲到这个身体的复活。
It's not talking about in the physical form.
就好像耶稣基督复活一样。
Just as Jesus resurrected.
是一个具体的身体。
It is a whole body.
是一个不会朽坏的身体。
It is a body that will not rot.
是一个不受时间空间限制的一个身体。
It is a body that will not be limited to time or space.
当耶稣基督复活之后。
After Jesus resurrected.
他的身体不受时间跟空间的限制。
His body was not limited to time or space.
有一个晚上门徒在屋子里面。
One night when the disciples were inside a house.
因为他们怕这些犹太人来抓拿他们。
They were afraid because they were afraid that the Jews will come and catch them.
因为耶稣基督已被他们钉在十字架上了。
Because Jesus has already been nailed to the cross.
所以他们感觉到非常的害怕。
So they were very afraid.
躲在那个房子里面。
They were hiding in the house.
突然间耶稣出现在他们的当中。
All of a sudden, Jesus appeared before them.
主耶稣就对其中一个门徒叫做多马说
And so Jesus told one of the disciples, Thomas.
他说伸出你的指头来摸我的手。
He said, put your finger here and see my hand.
伸出你的手来探入我的肋膀。
Reach out your hand and put it into my side.
不要疑惑总要信。
Stop doubting and believe.
主耶稣要门徒知道这个复活的身体是不受时间跟空间的限制的。
Jesus wants the disciples to know that this resurrected body will not be limited to time or space.
永生的生命是从一个人相信耶稣那个时刻就开始。
Eternal life begins the moment a person believes in Jesus Christ.
虽然一个基督徒被死去。
Even though a Christian will still die.
但当耶稣基督再来的时候
But when Jesus returns,
他将会从死里复活
He will rise up from the dead.
这个就是永生的生命
And that is eternal life.
约翰福音第三章第三十六节上半节这么说
In John chapter 3 verse 36 it says
信子的人有永生不信子的人得不着永生
Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life.But whoever rejects the Son will not see life.
永生的生命是属于那些相信耶稣的人。
Eternal life belongs to those who believe in Jesus.
永生的生命是属于那些住在主里面、住在父里面的人。
Eternal life belongs to those who remain in the Son and the Father.
一个相信耶稣的人得到永生的生命。
One who believes in Jesus Christ has eternal life.
有时候也会遇到这个外来的引诱。
Sometimes, the person will still receive temptation from the outside.
那么这些假教师来到他们当中，引诱他们离开这个真道。
The false teachers come among them, try to lure them away from the truth.
通常这些假教师的对象不是那些非信徒，而是基督徒。
Usually, the subject of the false teachers are not the non-Christians, but the Christians.
我曾经也有这样的经历。
I actually had this experience before.
我信主不到一年。
After I believed in Christ, not quite a year.
就有一位真耶稣教会的朋友经常来找我。
There was a friend who belonged to the
True Jesus Church.
True Jesus Church.
那么他就经常向我传他的福音。
And so he would talk to me about his gospel all the time.
并且用圣经的经文和他本身的经历来告诉我们他所信的是真的。
He even quotes the Bible verses and uses his own life experience to tell me.
他说只有真耶稣教会是真的，其他的教会都是假的。
He said only the true Jesus Church is the only real church. The rest of the other churches are all false.
他还告诉我，如果一个人要得救的话
，And he even told me if a person is to be saved,
你必须要会讲方言。
You have to be able to speak in tongues.
所以我一个身为一个很就是一个很年轻的基督徒啊。
So as a young Christian,
什么都不懂
I don't know much.
而听起来他讲的蛮有道理的
And what he said seems to be, seems to make sense.
我差一点给他诱惑
I almost was tempted by him.
幸好领我信主的哥哥刚好从外地回来
And luckily the brother who led me to Christ came back from overseas.
就把这个真理讲解清楚
And so he explained the truth to me.
不然的话，我可能会陷入这个假教师的陷阱里面。
Otherwise, I would have fallen into the trap set by the false teacher.
所以我们看二十六节的时候，这里讲到，我将这些话写给你们，是指做那引诱你们的人所说的。
So in verse 26 it says, I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray.
这节经文的引诱带有这个迷惑的意思。
When it says lead astray, it means it's trying to
seduce. 然后就是使到一个人受骗。
And to for someone to fall into trap.
你们喜欢不喜欢钓鱼
？Do you guys like to fish?
不是这种钓鱼哈。
not falling asleep while you're worshiping.
那么钓鱼通常要把这个蚯蚓穿在那个鱼钩里面。
Usually when you fish, you have to put the bait on the hook.
用来引诱鱼上钓。
To trap the fish to bite.
我们鱼看到不是鱼钩，它看到是蚯蚓。
So what the fish see is the bait and not the hook.
这些假教师出来引诱基督徒就是这样。
And it is very much the same way when the false teachers come.
所以保罗在这个提摩太前书预言有人离开真道。
So Paul has prophesied in Timothy about people falling into trap.
圣灵明说在后来的时候必有人离弃真道。
The Spirit clearly says that in later times, some will abandon the truth, the faith.
听从那引诱的人的邪灵和鬼魔的道理。
And follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons.
在福音书里面，耶稣基督讲了一个掰子的比喻。
And in the gospel, Jesus has talked about a parable of the wheat.
这个比喻形容耶稣基督跟撒旦是撒种的人。
And in the parable, both Jesus and Satan are the one who spread the seed.
主耶稣基督撒下这个好的种子。
Jesus Christ spread the good seed.
也就是天国之子。
And it is talking about the Son of Heaven.
魔鬼撒旦撒下这个不好的种子。
And then the Satan would come and spread the bad seed.
也就是那恶者之子。
And it is the children of the wicked ones.
看起来这两种种子没有不同。
And it looks very similar if you look at the appearance of the seed.
但是当他们接触果子来的时候，他们就看出不同的地方。
But as they grow and bear fruit, then you can tell the difference.
才知道哪一个是真的，哪个是假的。
And then you can tell which is the real and which is not real.
身为神的儿女，我们必须要能够辨别什么是真，什么是假的。
Being children of God, we need to discern what is true and what is false.
以致我们不会受迷惑。
So that we would not be trapped.
身为一个基督徒，我们必须知道这些假先知、假教师的来龙去脉。
We need to know the coming and going of these false teachers.
明白他们所相信的。
To understand.What they believe in.
除此之外，我们也必须对这本圣经有把握。
And besides that, we must also have assurance about the words of the Bible.
能够以圣经的话语来判断他们。
That we can use the word of God to judge them.
你认识这些异端跟邪教是有必要的。
It is necessary for us to understand the cult.
当我们遇到他们的引诱的时候。
And as we face the temptation,
我们懂得怎么去防备他们。
We know how to prevent them.
其实市面上有好多书本讲到这些异端跟邪教。
And there are lots of books in the market right now talking about these cults and occults.
能够帮助我们了解明白这些假先知、假教师的教导。
To help us understand the teaching of these false prophets and false teachers.
所以我鼓励你们。去看这些书。
So I encourage you to read these books.
对于这些假先知、假教导是很重要。
It is very important to understand the teachings of these cults.
但今天的经文讲到，有主的恩膏常存在心里面更重要。
But the more important thing is to have the anointment of God in us.
请看27节。
Let's look at verse 27.
你们从主所受的恩膏。常存在你们心里。
As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you.
并不用人教训你们。
And you do not need anyone to teach you.
自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。
But as his anointing teaches you about all things.
这恩膏是真的。
And as that anointing is real.
不是假的。
Not counterfeit.
你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面。
Just as he has taught you, remain in him.
我两个星期前有谈到这个恩膏的事情。
Two weeks ago, I talked to you about the anointing.
当一个人认罪悔改相信耶稣时，
When a person repents and believes in Jesus Christ,
圣灵内住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit enters in.
那些受了恩膏的人有圣灵内住在他里面作为一个凭据。
And so those who have believed in Christ have the Holy Spirit abide in them to prove that they belong to Christ.
真正的信徒因为有神的恩膏。
Real believer because they have the anointing.
那么他们能够辨别什么是真什么是假的。
They can discern what is real and what is counterfeit.
这些受了恩膏的信徒把这个真理存在他们心里面。
Those who receive the anointing have the truth in them.
他们知道哪一些东西跟真理不相称。
They will know what are the things that are astray from the truth.
这个恩膏是讲圣灵的恩膏。
This anointing is talking about the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
是指圣灵内住一个信徒的心里面。
And it's talking about the Holy Spirit abiding in a believer.
信耶稣的人跟不信耶稣的人有所不同。
There is a difference between believer and non-believer.
信耶稣的人有圣灵。
The believer has the Holy Spirit in him.
没有信耶稣的人没有圣灵。
Non-believers do not have the Holy Spirit.
一个信耶稣的人有圣灵教导他们指导他们。
A believer has the Holy Spirit to teach them to guide them.
自从你信了耶稣之后，你有没有觉得？内心里面有所不同。
Ever since you become a Christian, have you felt a difference in your heart?
比如说你做了某某事情的时候。
For example, if you have done something.
你心里面感觉到很不平安。
You may feel uneasy inside.
好像有东西要责备一样。
It's just like something is scolding you.
这个是圣灵的教导。圣灵的教训。
This is the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
我有一位朋友不久前送他的女儿到国外去念书。
I had a friend who not long ago sent her daughter overseas to study.
那么因为女儿第一次出国，所以他就陪她到那个地方去。
Because this is the first time this daughter is going overseas, so she went along with her.
那么等到女儿安居下来的时候，她才回来。
Wanted to make sure everything is settled down, then she'll return.
她的女儿第一个星期上课的时候
，The first week when the daughter went to school,
就遇上好些同性恋的人。
She came along and she came along some gay friends.
包括一些同性恋的老师。
including some gay teachers.
我在上课的时候, 她看见, 一幅图画,
and during the class, she saw a picture.
因为她是学这个, 这个什么, art.
She studied art.
所以这幅图画就, 描述一个小孩子, 在那边被吊死。
The picture described a child being hung.
还有一些邪恶的观念。
And there were some also some other evil idiom in the picture.
然后看了之后，她心里面感到 有点害怕。
So after she saw it, she felt very uneasy.
心里面感觉到很不平安。
And there was no peace in her heart.
那后来她就跟她的母亲说。
So later she told her mom.
她说我不要。 在这里念书,
she said, I do not want to go on here.
所以她就决定退学,
and so she retreated from the school.
回到本国去念,
and she went back home to study there.
我相信这个是圣灵的教训,
I believe that was the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
提醒她这个东西跟真理是相对的,
to remind her that what she saw is in direct conflict.
当圣灵教训我们的时候，我们有两个选择。
When the Holy Spirit teaches us, we have two choices.
一个就是顺从圣灵的教导。
One is to obey the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
另外就是消灭圣灵的感动和圣灵的教训。
And the other one is to suppress the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
圣经有讲到，直到圣灵担忧。
The Bible has said that to grieve the Holy Spirit.
就是这个意思。
That's what it means.
当我们顺服圣灵的教训的时候,
as we submit to the teaching of the Holy Spirit,
我们就顺着真理去行事,
then we will act according to the truth.
我们也住在主里面,
and we also are abiding in truth.
就好像27节最后那一句这么说,
just like in the very last phrase, of verse 27,
你们要按这恩膏的教训住在主里面,
and for you, the anointing you receive from Him remains in you.
住在主里面, 英文把它翻译成 abide in Him or remain in Him.
That's the English translation.
住在主里面就是持续的下去。
Abide or remain means to continually be in there.
保持一种状况。
To continue. The existing condition,
或者不变的意思,
or it means unchanging.
住在主里面的人是一个持续的顺服主的人.
So one who remains in Him is one who continues to obey and submit to God.
他会持守着真理.
He will continue to obey in truth.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音第15章谈到 一个人，一个基督徒跟神之间那种关系。
And in John chapter 15, Jesus talked about the relationship of a person with God.
耶稣基督说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches.
藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。
If a man remains in me and I in him,
这人就多结果子。
He will bear much fruit.
因为离弃了我, 你们就不能够做什么。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
一个人之间跟神的关系, 耶稣基督讲, 就好像那葡萄树跟枝子一样。
So Jesus said, a person's relationship to God is like a vine and its branches.
当我们与神有密切的关系的时候,
when we have a close relationship with God,
我们的生命就会结出很多果子来。
We will then bear lots of fruits in our life.
在我们当中，很多人可能已经听过这个福音。
Maybe there are among us who have heard the gospel.
有些有不少的人已经听了这个福音，接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
And quite a few of you have heard the gospel and accepted Jesus Christ as your personal savior.
身为基督徒，我们是否也把这个福音长存在我们的心里面？
As Christians, do we have this word? Abide in us.
圣经告诉我们, 当我们把这个福音藏存在我们心里面的时候,
the Bible says, if we have this gospel remain in us,
第一点，
First of all,
我们必会住在主耶稣里面和父里面。
First of all, we will remain in the Son and in the Father.
第二，我们必会得到这个永生的肯定。
Secondly, we will have the certainty of salvation.
第三，我们能够抵挡这些假先知、假教师的教导和诱惑。
Thirdly, we can resist the temptation coming from the false teachers and the false prophets.
最后，我们能够得到这个圣灵的保守。
And lastly, we will receive the protection of the Holy Spirit.
让我们把这个福音常常的存在我们的心里面。
So may we have this gospel remain in us all the time.
让我们同心低头祷告。
Let us bow and pray with one heart.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you have given us.
求主帮助我们把这个福音常常的存在我们心里面。
Help us to have this gospel remain in us all the time.
让我们不会离开真道。
Help us not to leave the truth.
让我们能够抵挡这些假先知的教导。
Help us to resist the teaching of the false prophets and teachers.
也让我们能够与神建立一个密切的关系。
Help us to also build a close relationship with our God.
在我们的生命中能够彰显神的荣耀。
And that we can glorify you through our daily living.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray these in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.